everybody was on the M50 at 8 o'clock in the morning, it would be gridlock. If that same volume was spread out evenly through the day, everybody would be able to move. It's the same with electricity. If we all use electricity between 5 and 7 in the evening, then we get a snarling of the situation.
A post-mortem examination is due to be conducted today in the remains of a man stabbed to death in Salins, County Kildare yesterday. A man in his 20s was arrested at the scene and remains in Garda custody. Proposals will be presented to Cabinet this week to cut the level of welfare supports given to asylum seekers and Ukrainian refugees, with various government ministers now working with Departments of Justice and Integration. While the Taoiseach Simon Harris has written in a national publication that he wants to ensure Ireland isn't an outlier in the EU when it comes to supports. Meanwhile, investigations are underway by Gardaí in Dublin after asylum seeker tents were damaged over the weekend. Gardaí alerted to an incident on the Grand Canal on Saturday night. No injuries have been reported. Gas was the leading provider of electricity last month. 42% of our power generated by gas in April, following a particularly windy period in February and March. New figures from Gas Networks Ireland showed demand is down across several sectors, including construction, residential and retail. Director of Strategy Edwina Nyland explains why.
There's probably a couple of factors in there. Some of it is temperature. So the weather was warmer in April versus March. So some of those sectors would be temperature sensitive. Other factors could be, you know, people are using less gas. They're becoming more environmentally conscious. Price is obviously a factor for them as well.
Dublin City Council has been asked to instruct its Parks Department to rename Herzog Park in Rathgar. The independent group of councillors want it to be renamed Edward Said Park in memory of the Palestinian political activist. And more rain is on the way for southern areas, with the status yellow warning in effect for Waterford, Cork and Kerry until 1pm. Met Air in warning of heavy bursts leading to difficult travelling conditions. Alan O'Reilly is from Carlow Weather.
A big change in the weather from the last few days, with much wetter weather moving up from the south early overnight last night and into this morning. A very wet start to the week from many areas, and some very heavy rainfall in the south of the country. That rainfall will move north, certainly a risk of some local spot flooding early this morning in the south.
Sport is on the way.
Euro Dreams is the new game from the National Lottery, where you could win €20,000 a month for the next 30 years. That's €20,000 every month for 30 years. Draws take place every Monday and Thursday, so pick up a Euro Dreams ticket for your chance to win.
Play responsibly, in-store, in-app or at lottery.ie. The National Lottery. It could be you.
Sport on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
With the Plaza Group and Supermax, where the best post-match analysis takes place. Find us at a location near you. Visit supermax.ie.
Golf, an absolute masterclass on the back nine from Rory McIlroy, saw the Ulsterman cruise to victory at the Wells Fargo Championship by 5 strokes. A welcome win just a week out from the PGA Championship, the year's third major. McIlroy says he loves Quail Hollow.
I feel like these people have sort of watched me grow up, you know, from winning here as a 20-year-old. To, you know, being the ripe old age of 35 now. You know, they've sort of seen my progression throughout my career, and, you know, I've been lucky enough to win here 4 times.
Jamie McGuinness's return as Donegal boss has had the required impact. They've landed the Ulster Championship after an extra time penalty shootout win over Armagh yesterday at Clonus. The Dubs landed a 14th consecutive Leinster title after their hard-fought win, as it were, over Louth, prevailing by just 4 points in an unusually competitive Leinster decider. Elsewhere in news of soccer, Manchester United now face the real prospect of no European football after a 1-0 home defeat to Arsenal, leaving Erik ten Hag's Red Devils 8th in the Premier League. United could still seal qualification for the Europa League by beating Manchester City in the FA Cup final later this month. And Aston Villa will secure Champions League football for next season with a win over Liverpool at Villa Park. Kickoff there is at 8.
Ireland's traffic with Western Motors Volkswagen. Commercial vehicle centres in counties Galway and Louth. Now stocking the all-electric ID Buzz. WesternMotors.ie.
The M50 is slow between the M1 interchange in Blanchardstown, slow but moving on the north side between Tala and Lucan this morning. Most of the usual delays in evidence around Dublin this morning beginning to settle down. Watch out at the moment between Dunshaughlin and Dunboyne in County Meath. Loose animals on the N3. 2 crashes in Cork on the N22 westbound, one at Farran Cross and a second near the Ovens exit this morning. Slow in Galway and Bahar na Dráil towards Coola Roundabout and Ballyban. Heavy in the old Dublin Road inbound. Slow in Limerick Shelburne Road southbound towards the Condell Road Junction. Inbound it's heavy on the Ennis Road and also inbound on the Dock Road.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
Heavy rain at times this morning, rather cloudy and wet throughout the day. Drier conditions will eventually develop. Cooler than recent days in mid-moderate east or southeast winds. Top temperatures 13 to 15 degrees Celsius. You're up to date on the home of What Did Lucy Kennedy Say to Colm Hayes? Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning. Good morning. Don't Stop Believing from Bada-bing, Bada-bing, Journey. That's who it is. Now, it's 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Don't stop believing. Don't stop laughing. We did get you to laugh in the last hour with Steve, the grasshopper.
Slightly.
Slightly. Okay,
I chortled. Slightly. Yeah, Let's not say laughed.
Chortled is good. Mm-hmm. Chortle is good. I'll take a chortle any day on a Monday. So people are sending us in jokes. 087-188-0008. It all started this morning when we talked about belly laughs. Then we went on to talking about the jobs with the best crack. Then we had a long conversation about baby reindeer. And now here we are, trying to get Lucy laughing.
So work out how we got to this.
It's how been a roller coaster. But along the way, okay. Are you ready for James?
Keep it clean, please, James.
James reckons he has you.
Oh.
Hi, Lucy. Hi, Colm.
Hi.
James here. James. Yeah, this guy walks into a butcher shop and he says to the guy behind the counter, he says, have you got a sheep's head? He says, no, it's just the way I part my hair.
What the hell was that even?
It was a joke. Unfortunately, James was slightly nervous at the start.
But wait a sec. What's the sheep bit? Sheep's head.
Well, because he went into a butcher's and said, do you have a sheep's head? Like he might be wanted to bring a sheep's head home for the dogs.
Yeah.
And so the butcher goes, no, I don't have it. It's just the way I part my hair. It's like a guy goes into a butcher's shop and
let's
says, do you have frog's
happen.
Legs? And the guy says, yes, I do have frog legs. He says, well, you wouldn't hop over there and get me a few pork chops. This is actually funny. This is from Andre.
Good morning, Lucy. Good morning. What do you call a chap that goes around breaking up fights? No. Liam Malone. Love the show.
No.
Liam Malone. Liam Malone.
No, we know.
That's my favourite. That's my favourite. Do I want your name? Yours? Alan,
it's
Alan, last chance saloon.
Hi, Lucy and Colm.
Hello.
Just wondering if you ever hear about the squirrel who left his keys in the pub. He was locked out of his tree.
No.
Oh, what do you mean no?
Nothing.
Not even a twitch. Did we play Ryan? Ryan is convinced.
Go on then. Go on. I dare you.
I think this might be the grasshopper one. Hang on.
This one always cracks me up, although nobody else seems to find it funny.
Okay.
How'd you get Pikachu on a bus?
We did that one.
That's not funny.
Good morning, Lucy. Clay here.
Jeez.
Did you hear about the guy that invented the knock-knock jokes? He won the Nobel Prize.
That is quite
nearly,
funny.
Nearly
that is quite funny. It's clever.
It is clever.
That's clever.
Yeah, it is clever. Okay, we'll park them there, as the fella said. Because we still have Celebrity Loose on the way.
Yeah, we do.
And also Nick Kershaw on the way. And €3,000 in cash to give away.
You're welcome.
It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Oh, my God, there's about 40 jokes in now.
Let's keep them.
You start with them in the morning for you.
Maybe we should every Monday morning.
Every?
Every third Monday morning.
Catch.
Colm and Lucy in the morning on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. And it's time for Celebrity Loose.
With the Talbot Collection.
Four-star hotels in Wexford, Dublin, Cork, Carlow and Tipperary. Ideal for family getaways. See talbotcollection.ie.
Now, Keith Duffy has opened up about the devastating impact that Louis Walsh had on his confidence when he was in Boyzone.
Right.
That's what he says.
Came out of Boyzone at the end of 99. My daughter Mia was born in 2000. So I didn't know what to do. I hadn't got the confidence to be a lead singer. I hadn't got the confidence to go out singing vocally on my own because I'd been suppressed for so many years by Louis Walsh. And Louis would introduce me to people as, this is Keith, the big one in the back that can't sing. You know, and it shattered my confidence, you know.
Ooh. Oh dear, that's not good.
No, it's
in
not
fairness.
Good. In fairness.
And you see, like, Louis is a little, he's a bit of a messer. But, and I'm sure he deep down didn't mean it. But I can understand why that would.
Such like, a nice guy, Keith.
Keith is listening. If it makes you feel better, Louis Walsh could be Noel Fielding.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time I'd go out on stage, Ireland's Got Talent.
And Keith, if it makes you feel any better, if you're listening, you're a good guy. We love you.
And I also love Louis Walsh, in fairness. Now, Will Smith and Chris Rock have secretly reached a peace settlement
after the shock slap. Yeah, yeah.
Remember that?
Year and a half ago, nearly. Well, year, 2 months.
The attack has been forgiven by Chris Rock. They both acknowledged that they'd built up many issues over the years.
Right.
So it was a build-up of behind-the-scenes kind of stuff. Meh, meh, meh,
yeah,
meh,
okay.
Meh, meh. And they kind of irked each other, slagging, you know, in different interviews.
Right.
And I think then it was just high emotion on the night, and then Will slapped.
That's the straw.
But they've reached a peace agreement, admitting that they both crossed the line and that they should both move forward.
Mm.
It's mad. The Neighbourhood star concluded that Will Smith's slap rather than punch showed how very personal the animosity had become after years of taunts from Chris Rock over Will's marriage.
Right.
So there you are. So that was the issue. I think, and obviously, even after that, it all came out that Will Smith and Jada Smith have an open relationship and they haven't been married for years. So maybe there were rumblings of that kind of being released at the time. And then as soon as Chris Rock even involved her, Will just snapped.
Just snapped. And also they say that since that, and that Will's people have said, you need to start making up with Chris because Will Smith his career has been affected. He's done any major movies. There's nothing in the pipeline.
No.
Like that was.
And it's quite sad actually because I did used to
He won
to
the
really...
Oscar that year.
I did really like him. I've got to be honest. That's kind of put me off him a bit. Are you the same? Like if you walked in here now, would we go, hey, by the way, why the hell did you slap Chris Rock?
Well,
I think I would have to say something.
Okay. Well, you'd have to, and then we could have the chat.
Then we could have the chat, and then hang out with him.
We're not going to throw him out.
Oh, no, we'd never throw him out.
Okay.
More Celebrity Loose in the morning.
Celebrity Loose.
With the Talbot Collection.
Four-star hotels in Wexford, Dublin, Cork, Carlow and Tipperary. Perfect for a couple's retreat.
See talbotcollection.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hey, it's Trina Mara and we've just launched a brand new series called Ukrainian Voices in Ireland. Each week we'll hear from members of the Ukrainian community about how they've found living in Ireland and what life is like with an ongoing war at home. We'll also be highlighting events and ways to help across the series. And if you would like to take part or support in any way, just email trina.mara@classichits.ie. Ukrainian Voices in Ireland, every week on my show from 10 till 2. And you can also catch up with our podcast. Just search Ireland's Classic Hits Ukrainian Voices.
A sound and vision initiative funded by Comisión na Meán with the television license fee.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
If you're feeling the chill, get your home winter ready now. Wrapped up nice and cozy with external insulation from First Choice PHC. Reduce your energy bills by up to 50% while increasing the value, warmth and comfort of your home. We're also your first choice for heat pumps, gas and oil. So, make First Choice your only choice for external wall insulation. Significant SEAI grants available. See firstchoicephc.com.
The Mother and Baby Institution's payment scheme is now open for applications. This scheme provides financial payments and health supports to eligible people who spend time in mother and baby and county home institutions in Ireland. there's a straightforward application process in place to help everyone access the benefits that they are entitled to. To find out more, visit gov.ie/payment scheme or call the helpline at 01522 9992. An initiative of the Government of Ireland.
Captains and convicts, saints and sinners, and 1,300 years of Irish history are awaiting you at Spike Island Cork. Ireland's infamous prison island is just waiting to be explored. So book your adventure for 2024. Spike Island Cork. Discover it for yourself. Tickets include your ferry crossing, guided tours, and so much more. So check opening hours, plan your visit, and head back in time at spikeislandcork.ie.
Jobs Expo Cork is back. The leading careers fair in the South returns to UCC's De Vere Hall on Saturday, 25th of May, packed with job vacancies and opportunities. Join us on the day and meet some of Munster's leading employers, attend exciting talks, and get CV and career advice all free of charge. That's Jobs Expo Cork, Saturday, 25th of May at UCC's De Vere Hall. Register for your free tickets at jobsexpo.ie.
Atlantia Clinical Trials invite you to discover the power of blueberries. If you're age 50 to 65 with a BMI over 27, you can join their study on the effects of blueberry extract. Participation includes health assessments and 4 visits to their Blackpool clinic, plus €350 compensation upon completion. Help us unlock the potential benefits of blueberries. To find out more and join the study, visit atlantiaclinicaltrials.com. Atlantia Clinical Trials. Proving global science locally.
Looking to enroll on courses this year? Search the largest courses database in Ireland on nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Thousands of courses from colleges near you, including online and distance learning options. Nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Find your course.
Getting to grips with a brand new smart speaker? Don't forget, you can use it to listen to your favourite radio station too. Just ask it to play Ireland's Classic Hits Radio for instant access to the home of the 80s and 90s.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning
with Noyx Newmans for your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
If you're gay.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning. Ultron 80 free. We are here with thanks to our friends at Noix.ie. Book a kitchen design consultation with one of their experts who'll work with you every step of the way to ensure that your dream kitchen does become a reality. Check them out, Noix.ie. Okay, just 9:30. John's in the newsroom.
Thanks, Colm. Good morning. The legal age for buying cigarettes and other tobacco products is set to rise from 18 to 21 under planned new legislation being introduced by Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly. The Climate Change Advisory Council is warning that renewable electricity generation here is significantly below the required increases necessary. You know, Energy has cut its electricity prices for its new customers, their fifth cut so far this year. A post-mortem is due to be conducted on the remains of a man who was stabbed to death in Salins, County Kildare over the weekend. Proposals will be presented to Cabinet this week to cut welfare payments for asylum seekers and Ukrainian refugees. The Olympic officials in Paris will feed the majority of attendees vegan food in a bid to reduce the event's carbon footprint. Dublin City Council has been asked to instruct its Parks Department to rename Herzog Park in Rathgar to Edward Said Park in memory of the Palestinian political activist. Rory McIlroy on song last night in Charlotte to win the Wells Fargo Championship for a fourth time in his career, with a final round 65, 6 under in the day, 17 under in total. Jim McGuinness's comeback as Donegal boss is already paying dividend as Donegal landed the Ulster crown, beating Armagh on penalties after extra time. They finished 20 points apiece. Another Leinster title for Dublin, but this time they had to work for it as they saw off a gutsy Louth by 119 to 212. Arsenal remain a point clear of Manchester City after a 1-0 win away at Manchester United. Aston Villa faced Liverpool this evening, and the Irish cricketers suffered a 7-wicket defeat to Pakistan in their second T20 in Dublin.
Ireland's traffic with Western Motors Volkswagen. Commercial vehicle centres in counties Galway and Louth. Now stocking the Volkswagen Caddy, Crafter and Transporter. WesternMotors.ie.
Cork traffic with a crash in the N22 eastbound. It's causing delays near Farran Cross and another accident on the westbound side near the Ovens exit as well. Heavy surface water along the South Ring Road. Please take care of the message there. Also in Galway, the Headford Road inbound at a standstill after Ballandooley Castle near Bohar na Drab. Heavy also on the Ballyban Road near the Old Dublin Road, slow in Limerick on the Kendall Road inbound towards the Shannon Bridge roundabout. Dublin traffic this morning, the M50 southbound busy between the M1 and Junction 6 Blanchestown. Slow on the N4 inbound near Newcastle in County Dublin. Delays in the Grand Canal towards Baggett Street Bridge. The South Circular Road inbound delays towards Kelly's Corner also this morning. As you might have gathered, it's rainy out there in many places. Heavy falls likely. Some sunshine through the afternoon, cooler than recent days. Temperatures 13 to 17 degrees. You're up to date on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Thank you, John. Okay, stay with us. We were mentioning
it's quite windy outside.
It is very windy, very rainy outside as well.
I'm concerned about my clematis.
Well, let me tell you this. Mm-hmm. We won't be asking Nick Kershaw about your clematis.
Aww.
But on the way, we will be speaking to Nick Kershaw because he's playing in the Rewind Festival that takes place on Saturday, Sunday, 2nd of June. Just around the corner, actually, when you think about it. And that's taking place in St. Anne's Park. Nick Kershaw is on the way after Nick Kershaw, if you know what I mean.
We do. Yeah, we do.
Yeah. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Stifling, burning me up from the inside.
Kirshner, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Nick, I'm just actually, I'm flying back in time because I was a young radio broadcaster when somebody handed me the vinyl 7-inch of Wouldn't It Be Good?
Wow.
And I remember playing it on Irish radio and everyone just going, we were in a station called Radio Nova then, and everyone going crazy, and we got it playlisted. So it was playlisted, it was on the A-list then immediately when it came in.
Fantastic. So it's all down to you.
It's down to actually me, Colm Hayes. So if you'd like to mention that when you're over here on stage, I would appreciate it. Yeah. So no, and then obviously after that, listen, you were huge in well, you were huge all over the world, but in Ireland with that came, and then the Riddle, and I Don't Let the, Won't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. I mean, we played all this stuff. It was absolutely amazing. And you're back again because the 80s, the best decade of music, is really back. On the station we're working in now at the moment, we have a Kim Wilde show at 6 o'clock each evening, and it's the Kim Wilde 80s show, which is really good, yeah. And just to say, you're going to be playing with Hothouse Flowers, Tapao, Gabrielle, and Nick himself. You're going into St. Anne's Park on the 2nd of June. Do you know, I could talk to you for 50, 60, 70 minutes because you've done so much, right? I mean, I started that was 1984, wasn't it? Wouldn't It Be Good?
Yes, it was, yeah.
Do you remember how that took off? Because that was the moment, really, wasn't it?
It was pretty insane, really. I think I Won't Let the Sun Go Down on Me was released for the first time in the September of the year before, and it got a bit of radio play and you know, got a bit of press off the back of it, and people got to know me a little bit, I guess. But it just all went totally mental in the January of 84 when Wouldn't It Be Good was released. Yeah. Yeah, that's when I got on the Runaway Train.
And then it swung back around because we did all then start playing I Won't Let the Sun Go Down, but it was that Wouldn't It Be Good. And then you appeared because there was so many music shows, Saturday morning shows, there was the Top of the Pops as well. You were on all of them.
Yes. Yeah, quite a lot. They couldn't get rid of me. I was kind of. Yeah.
Did you love that? I mean, as you said, you jumped onto the train, or the train grabbed you on. Did you love all of that at that stage?
I did. Yeah, it was kind of. It was something I wasn't really prepared for.
Yeah.
Let's say that. I mean, it wasn't my comfort zone being in front of a camera. My comfort zone was sitting in a studio or standing at the back of a stage with a guitar. So being thrust into the limelight was quite, you know, although it was exactly what I dreamed about and wanted, it was just kind of weird to be able to deal with it.
My memory of you on a lot of those TV shows was you're quite shy.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, well, yeah, I was. And, you know, I couldn't, up to that point, I couldn't, you know, you wouldn't have noticed me walking down the street or it wasn't a thing. So I went from that to not being able to leave the house without a bodyguard or a stupid disguise. You know,
that
so
must be great. Sorry,
quite bewildering.
Stupid disguise. Okay, I need to know, what did Nick Kershaw wear as a disguise? Come on.
I seem to remember it was a Mac,
right?
Which looked pretty suspicious in July.
Yeah. Okay.
And a pair of glasses, big horn rimmed glasses, and a flat hat and a scarf.
So in this day and age, you would definitely have been arrested dressed like that. There's no doubt. Yeah. And you're trying to convince an officer, no, I'm Nick Kershaw. Oh, yeah, of course you are. They all say that. But of course, I read somewhere you said it was a horrifying experience or terrifying experience when you were asked to perform in Live Aid.
It was, by the whole, it was terrifying to start with. It was, I mean, leading up to the day was quite terrifying.
Yeah.
When I was first asked by Bob Geldof in the January of that year, it was only going to be they were doing a show in London. It was going to be Hammersmith Odeon or something.
Okay.
And then over the next 6 months, you just saw it getting bigger and bigger and bigger until it was Wembley Stadium, everybody under the sun playing on it.
Yeah.
And 2 billion people watching on television.
It's crazy. So you saying that Bob first said, look, it might be the Hammersmith Odeon? That was the first plan?
That was the plan, yeah.
Wow.
But Band Aid had just happened, and he was just kind of recruiting. He's actually mysteriously stood at Heathrow Airport, press ganging various people that are flying off to a German TV show.
Right.
Yeah, so it was, sure, I'll do a gig, yeah, whatever. And then it just got insane.
Just to remind everybody, the Rewind Festival takes place in St. Anne's Park on the 2nd of June. I'll be there. Hothouse Flowers, Tapao, Gabrielle, and also Nick Kershaw will be there. And it's 40 years since Wouldn't It Be Good was released. That is just mad when you think about it. That does me in a bit, you know?
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're doing some shows at the end of the year to celebrate that and the Riddle, which was also 1984.
I'm glad that it's 40 years since it was, and I'm glad that you wrote it when you were five and I was on air when I was three. So, yeah, we were child prodigies. Nick Kershaw, continued success, man, and thank you for taking the call.
Cheers, Colin.
Cheers, man. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, a nice guy.
It was really nice to talk to him.
Genuine.
Yeah, very genuine. And we had a lot in common over the years. Well, not a lot in common, but I knew his career path really well.
Yeah.
He didn't know mine, but that's okay.
No one does. Okay. No one knows where you were, where you come from, except for me.
But so that was Nick Kershaw. Genuinely nice bloke. Would have spoken to him for an hour or two.
Is he now on your dinner party list?
Yes, I think so.
Right.
He played Live Aid. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? That's all you need.
Yeah, I know. But your dinner party list is quite big. I'm just worried that I'm going to be kicked off now for Nick.
Okay, Rewind Festival, Sunday, 2nd of June at St. Anne's Park. Nick Kershaw will be there with many, many more as well. Stay with us. €3,000 is on the line.
Imagine a night where it all comes together. The 80s, the 90s, and you.
The famous Ireland's Classic Hits Radio Listener Parties are back this summer.
Bringing together the greatest music and the greatest people. Join your hosts, Colm and Lucy, along with your favourite station presenters, for prizes, karaoke, finger food and drinks.
Getting the gang back together this summer in Cork, Galway, Limerick and Dublin.
For details, stay with the home of the 80s and 90s, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Maybe you're finally on a date again, 6 months after your divorce. Or maybe you and your better half are wondering whether a cuddle could be more than a cuddle. Or perhaps you'd like to tell a woman you're absolutely mad about that you don't feel like it tonight. There are lots of times and places where we need to say what we want and what we don't want. Whatever the moment, have the consent conversation. A message from the Government of Ireland.
Is your website in need of an update, but your designer is unreachable, slow to reply, or even charging large amounts for the smallest of changes? Webhero.ie provide one business day changes to your website, starting at €50 per month. Your website is a tool to increase revenue. Give it the attention and service it deserves by calling webhero.ie on 0818 994 376 or visit us on webhero.ie to see how we can help you do more online for less.
New This Week in Home Store and More. All swing chairs are all half price. That's right, half price. But better hurry, because when all the half price swing chairs are gone, they're gone. Also, all hotel collection duvet sets and all pillows are still all half price. But when all the half price hotel collection duvet sets and all the half price pillows are gone, they're definitely gone. Drop by your local home store and more. Visit us online at homestoreandmore.ie. Home Store and More. A happy home.
At Vodafone, we know this is the age of new. New trends, new ideas, new tech. But don't forget the not so new. Like that old smartphone tucked away in a drawer. That smartphone is really e-waste. But trade it in with Vodafone and we'll recycle and repurpose it. And even put some money back in your pocket. In with the old. Search Vodafone Trade-In or go in store today. Vodafone. Together we can.
Trade-in eligibility criteria apply. For full terms, see vodafone.ie/terms.
There's no beating the taste of home. And at the home of Orr, Real Irish Butter, we work with local farmers we've known for generations to source our milk from grass-fed cows. Our traditional slow-churning process gives you the rich, creamy goodness that's been spread over Ireland since 1928. Because when things are done right, why change? Orr, Real Irish Butter. Nothing tastes better than natural. Find us in the dairy aisle in all leading shops.
My hair started thinning in my 20s, but you wouldn't know it.
I was going bald way before my time, but you wouldn't know it.
If you're suffering hair loss, talk to Beacon Hair Restoration. Our doctors provide state-of-the-art treatments and transplants with no cutting, stitches, scalpels or linear scarring. With prices from just €2,400, including 12 months aftercare. Beacon Hair Restoration Dublin. Natural results guaranteed. Book your free consultation at beaconhairrestoration.ie.
Get up to date with the latest news anytime at classichits.ie.
Looking to enroll on courses this year? Search the largest courses database in Ireland on nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Thousands of courses from colleges near you, including online and distance learning options. Nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Find your course.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning
with Noyx Newmans for your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
What Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
You know, this is serious money now when you think about it. It's 3,000 euros in cash. That is nice, isn't it? If you can tell us the question, play the question bleeped out, give you the answer. I want to know, we want to know what the question is.
How?
The answer is 2. Okay, but what is the question? And just remind you as well, if you go to Classic Hits Radio Instagram page, you will see the 5 most guessed wrong answers there. So, oh, sorry, Ross. Lucy. 5 most guessed wrong answers there. So
don't do it.
Don't do it.
Do it.
087-188-0008. We'll do it after Bill Medley.
How high have the time of my life? No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear, it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Rose, I had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
I've been waiting for so long, now I finally found someone to stand by me.
Time of my life.
never felt this way before.
Never felt
yes,
this
I swear
way.
It's a truth, and I hope it'll be good.
What Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Yes.
Let's do this. It's €3,000, guys. It's getting very, very serious.
Lovely.
Nobody's joking anymore. I'm not joking anymore.
Nobody's joking anymore.
I'm not joking anymore.
No, Margaret, are you joking?
Margaret.
No, this is not a joke.
This is not a joke.
This is not a joke, people.
It's Monday. It's kind of a dull day. This is not a joke, Margaret.
Monday, not a dull day.
But Colm mightn't like it.
Oh no! Now you've piqued my interest.
Oh, what's going to happen,
Margaret,
here?
Margaret, what are we thinking?
We're thinking, how many times have you dyed your hair?
Hey, back off there. Jeez. Oh my God, all morning we were trying to get Lucy to laugh. That's all it took. A little bit of abuse.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, now let's find out the truth, Margaret.
Well, let's
well
see
done.
If that was the question.
How?
The answer is two.
Sadly,
ooh,
that wasn't
well,
the question.
Well, Jermaine Jackson, yeah, how many times have you dyed your hair?
Well, Jermaine Jackson back. Tony Hadley. So
how many? Margaret wants to know the truth.
In my life, because of you.
Twice.
Once.
The first time you went orange.
That's the only time I've done it.
So Margaret's right. It was twice.
No, once. Once I dyed my hair. He's sorry.
He's lying.
But that wasn't the question this time, Margaret. That wasn't the question. But hey, did you
make? Okay.
Hey, did you
maybe
make,
next time?
You made half of the brand laugh.
Margaret, any more guesses? I will make sure you get straight to the top of the queue.
All right, Margaret. See you later.
Have a lovely day. Bye, Margaret. God bless. Bye.
Bye.
Sue Gleason, please tell me you're going to embarrass Colm Hayes on national radio.
No, I won't.
Oh, come on!
Sue, thank you. And you really have a soft, nice, comforting voice. Thank you so much, Sue.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. €3,000 could be yours. You might get a little bonus fiver if you embarrass Colm. Okay, what are we thinking?
Oh, I don't have any plans to embarrass him, sorry.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Are you originally from Australia?
South African.
Of course. I always get the accent confused.
Right. Everyone does. Yeah. Don't worry.
I didn't. Sue Gleason.
No, Sue said everyone. Sue's on my side here, okay?
She sounds so South African. There's not even an Australian tilt.
Sorry. Well, g'day anyway, Sue.
No, Sue. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. He's trying to be funny. Okay.
What do you reckon?
Oh. I reckon that Lucy said to you, how many alarms do you set?
Ah, interesting. How many alarms do you set?
How?
Yeah. The answer is two. Not this time. Not this time.
He doesn't set an alarm. Yeah. Set an alarm because the chap never sleeps.
Vampire. I don't do snoozy, loozy, any of that sort of stuff. Alarm goes off, bang, I'm already in the shower.
But, Sue, just a little bonus information for you. He exercises naked every morning.
That was TMI.
Never TMI. Never TMI. And
Sue,
you're welcome. On a Monday morning, you're welcome.
Sue's probably never going to ring again. Never going to ring again.
I won't recover now.
Okay, Sue. Take care.
Bye, Sue.
Okay, thank you.
God bless.
Bye, Sue.
Alrighty, guys. It's neither of those guesses, but what is it? 0871-88-0008. Don't forget, you can play two more times with Trina and then Damien.
Okay, just before we go, Lucy Kennedy.
Yes, sir.
Tickets to the Rewind Festival will go to our friend. Rewind Festival, Sunday, 2nd of June at St. Anne's Park, because we did dad jokes all morning.
Yes, bad dad jokes.
Bad dad jokes. We loved Andrea's one. Well done.
Good morning, Lucy. What do you call a chap that goes around breaking up fights? Lay him alone.
Hey!
Love the show.
Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, guys.
Trina's on the way.
Never knew isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that fail? If we could.
Damien Farrelly in the afternoon.
Weekday afternoons from 2, please join me for the latest trending stories. If you love your nostalgia, it's a bit like reeling in the ears on the radio. We call it Back to the Future. There's over €2,000 to be won if you can tell me what Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes. Plus, only top tunes from the 80s and 90s.
Weekdays from 2 p.m. with Tesco. Feel the power to lower prices with your Tesco Club card.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Sometimes the best things come in small packages, like the Fiat 500 you could win if you take out a car insurance policy with OnPost Insurance. Get great cover at a great price and a chance to win a fantastic electric Fiat 500. Get a quote now at onpostinsurance.ie. Acceptance criteria, terms and conditions apply and are available at onpostinsurance.ie/promotions. Competition ends July 31st, 2024. One Direct Ireland Limited, trading as OnPost Insurance, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. One Direct Ireland Limited is a wholly owned subsidiary of OnPost.
Charge into summer with TUI. Secure your holiday today with savings for families and adults flying from Dublin, Cork and Shannon. Holiday sorted. TUI, live happy.
Tubs and Tiles sale is now on. Find huge savings on quality tiles and bathrooms. Plus, with our 3D bathroom design service, you can get your dream bathroom for less. Visit any of our showrooms nationwide or shop online at tubstiles.ie. But hurry, the Tubs and Tiles sale is on for a limited time only.
Naughty, naughty Ciro have a confession. There's nothing actually wrong with copper wire broadband. But then there's nothing wrong with fax machines either. Or DVDs, or even typewriters. They work, they just don't work the way modern life demands. Ciro have only ever delivered fibre-first broadband. So if you want the fastest, most reliable, future-proofed fibre broadband, then get it through Ciro's retail partners, Digiweb, Pure, Sky, Vodafone and others at ciro.ie. Ciro, do life different. Subject to availability and location. Nice.
Welcome to Midlands Park Hotel, your premier four-star destination. Nestled in the heart of Ireland's majestic Midlands, immerse yourself in leisure with our newly renovated health and fitness club. Relax in our luxury rooms and indulge in award-winning dining across three restaurants. Visit MidlandsParkHotel.com to find out more.
Atlantia Clinical Trials invite you to discover the power of blueberries. If you're age 50 to 65, with a BMI over 27, you can join their study on the effects of blueberry extract. Participation includes health assessments and 4 visits to their Blackpool clinic, plus €350 compensation upon completion. Help us unlock the potential benefits of blueberries. To find out more and join the study, visit AtlantiaClinicalTrials.com. Atlantia Clinical Trials, proving global science locally.
It's almost 10 o'clock.
Your mates are probably running low on tea and crisps again. Send them the good stuff with OnPost. OnPost, for your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's 10 o'clock. Good morning, I'm John Hart. Proposals are set to be presented to Cabinet tomorrow around changing the welfare supports for those seeking international protection here or who fled the war in Ukraine. That could include reducing payments and asking those who are now settled to make sure of a contribution to their accommodation costs. 4 people are being treated in hospital this morning following a serious road crash last night in County Longford. The single